In today's episode, we look at how to manage toxic people and situations through a mindful lens. We also look more deeply at situations that you might not recognize as toxic or harmful to our well-being and what to do when you're exposed to those situations as well. Let's get started. And welcome to a brand new episode of Live Mindfully with Laurie Moore, the podcast that invites us all to slow down, take a deep breath in, and start to look at life through a brand new lens. I also want to share that this will be my final episode for a while. As you can imagine, there is a lot of time spent researching, recording, and promoting a podcast. And for now, I need to take a break, invest that time in some other projects, and allow my cup to fill. I would still encourage you to follow the Live Mindfully podcast, as from time to time, I will record an episode with a special guest. The content in this podcast is also evergreen, meaning you can come back to these podcasts again and again as a refresher. And I am still keeping the Mindful Minute section open, so you can head to my website, lauriemoore.co, and ask a question, and I will record a one-off special episode to answer those as well. So today's topic is one we have all come up against: how to manage toxic people and toxic situations. And I really want to clarify here that it is very easy to get caught up in a toxic situation that is not fraught with toxic people. So this could be a situation brought about by yourself or someone else responding to something that has brought up a lot of emotion or triggered you or them in some way. To give an example, I have a friend who has been friends with someone else for a really long time, and they have had a bit of a falling out, and this has come about because of a disagreement. Now, this is very, very common. We're going to have disagreements in our lives with everybody. But it's how we manage this that really separates it from whether it becomes a toxic situation or whether we are able to move past it before it becomes toxic. I have fallen victim to this as well, so I'm certainly not trying to place myself on a pedestal here, but I would have to argue that the majority of the time when there's a disagreement between friends or family members, the situation becomes toxic. And I'm going to explain why. So with this particular group of friends, or these particular two friends, there was an important topic that came up, and probably for one of the very first times in their lives, they not only disagreed on the topic, but they both saw it from completely opposite ends. And for both of them, it's really made them both question the values, the beliefs, and the integrity of the other. And this is where you can start to already see, right? Oh, goodness, this is going to start to turn toxic. The minute that you start to take one component of what you know about somebody and use that against them, especially when you know so much about that person, you know what their values are, you know what their beliefs are, you know they have integrity, that is when it starts to turn. So there becomes bad energy and negativity and so much hurt involved in the situation. And then there are times when you are surrounded by toxic people and it always feels like there's bad energy and negativity and hurt involved. So let's take a look at WebMD. They have a definition of a toxic person, and I want you to hear the definition up against the example I just gave. So WebMD says, a toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Many times, people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and traumas. to do this, they act in ways that don't present them in the best light and usually upset others along the way. So neither of these friends of mine are toxic, but the situation has invited negativity and upset into both of their lives, and neither of them are ever going to see it from the other's point of view on this particular topic. Remember, we're talking about a disagreement over one particular topic. So what do they do? There's two options here as I see it. They can walk away from the friendship. They can decide that they really truly didn't know each other as well as they had thought. And they're probably both going to suffer very deeply as a result of making that decision. This is an option that many of us choose to take. We really distance ourselves from the other person, the friendship suffers, and eventually the friendship dissipates. And unfortunately, we don't just lose that friendship with that person. We might even seek to try and it's not necessarily from a malicious point of view, but more so from just trying to justify our behavior. We might share our version of the story with other people that then in turn upsets that person's relationship as well. The other option is they both need to let the dust settle. They need a period of space to breathe. Now, that might seem obvious, but what is also helpful here is that they don't necessarily need physical space from each other. This might not actually even be possible for them to actually physically take some space from each other without starting to fall into option one, which can result in a lot of harm. What they have to remember is they're only battling it out against this one subject. So what they could do, because neither of them are toxic people and there is a deep friendship of many years and many layers here, they could agree that this topic is off the table for them. They don't discuss it together, and most importantly, they don't rally support for their point of view. And this is hard. Because in a situation like this, remembering that toxic means adding negativity and upset to our lives, in this situation, the first thing we want to do is rally support from our troops. And when you have a tight friendship where you share friends in a friendship group or you share family members, rallying support to defend your belief or your value is what makes this situation turn sour really quick. Because now you're involving so many more people who feel like this has turned into a fight of allegiance. It's no longer about the subject. It's about who is right. And that's what makes this toxic. So they could agree to take a break from discussing this topic for now, forever, instead of taking a break from each other. And then in their own time, and when they feel ready, they could gently begin to explore the other's point of view on their own. Not rallying troops, not gaining information so that you can use it against the other person. Genuinely feel into the other's point of view just to see if you're able to accept that it's their point of view. And if not, that's okay too. You don't need to. You've agreed that you're not going to discuss it. You think what you think, they think what they think. We don't need to involve other people. We don't need to destroy a long-standing or potentially really great friendship. What you do need to do, though, is have a conversation with that person. And person one could say, it got heated, especially for me, and for the sake of the friendship, I think we see this from completely different point of views, and I want to have a truce and suggest that we don't discuss this topic together. Are you okay with that? Now, the way to handle this when you are dealing with a toxic person is completely different. A toxic person is going to want to keep the argument going, and they're going to want to do that for a couple of reasons. Let's review WebMD's definition again. A toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Many times, people who are toxic are dealing with their own stresses and traumas. And to do this, they act in ways that don't present them in the best light. And this usually upsets others along the way. When I read that and when I am around toxic people, I know there is no awareness. There is no awareness. They are operating from this space that lacks their ability to see what they're doing. This toxic person is dealing with their own stresses and traumas, and that's what leads them to act in ways that are hurtful and painful to others. You know, there's the saying, hurt people hurt people. And it's true, but guess what? You're not an idiot. And it's not your job to save the world. It's not your job to make sure everyone around you likes you, admires you, wants to be your friend. It's not your job to please others or to make amends with people who have caused you harm. You might like to for your own peace, but as Maya Angelou says, and she often gets misquoted on this, she has a lot of quotes about forgiveness, and I think she is very, very often misquoted. Maya Angelou says, "I forgive you and I'm finished with you." You don't even need to let the other person know that you've forgiven them. The forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. I had a few years ago, I had a very painful episode with someone, a painful episode that lasted for 2 or so years. And I eventually realized that that person needed to leave my life. And it was very, very hard for me and very devastating. But after some time had passed, I decided that I did want to forgive them. I really needed to forgive them for myself. So I did a fire burning ceremony where I wrote them a letter of forgiveness and I cried my little heart out. I was so, so sad. And then I burnt the letter and I said a prayer of forgiveness and I let go of all of that hurt and pain and destruction that this person brought into my life, and I forgave them. And then I was done with them. And I don't think about that person at all anymore. Forgiveness doesn't mean you invite them back to your table, as Maya Angelou would say. You don't invite them back to your table. And I have included the article in the show notes from Maya Angelou where she says these exact words so that you can read the transcript for yourself instead of seeing a little meme where Maya Angelou says, "Oh, you need to forgive," and you don't really know the context of it. I invite you to read this interview that she did with Oprah, where she actually explains what forgiveness means for her. You do not owe another person anything, especially if their suffering is causing you suffering. And if they are suffering, they need someone much closer to them to tell them their behavior is harmful to others, and that is likely not you. So keep your distance. Keep conversations with this person to an absolute minimum. Do not share personal information with them. You are going to need to see them from time to time. Yes, that is likely, but you don't owe them anything. It's not your job to open up their eyes. It's your job to protect yourself, to live with compassion and kindness, first for yourself and then for others. It is your job to love yourself and show up each day as the best, most loving, kind-hearted person you can, this does not involve you walking into the devil's den. This does not involve you placing yourself repeatedly in harm's way. Gaslighting is another extreme form of toxic behavior. Gaslighting is when something happens and someone in your circle tries to tell you that you've seen it wrong. You've seen it from the wrong way, or you're mistaken in some way. As human beings, we have a huge amount of sensory data filtering through us every second of every day. Our brains are designed to pick up on the nuances and the subtleties of living on Earth. It is one of the reasons, in fact, it probably is the main reason, that despite not being the biggest creatures to exist, we are at the top of the food chain. Our senses receive a lot of information, and our brains very quickly tell us what that information means. So if you think someone has said or done something that purposefully and negatively impacts you, whether they say it's true or not, whether others around you agree or not, tread lightly, because you are probably right. And the other person has been caught out, and those around you are trying to pacify you because they don't want you to be upset. So it's not necessarily that others are in on the game or they're trying to hurt you. They're doing what they perceive to be as protection for you as well. But don't let people gaslight you. Have conviction and trust in what you feel, in what you heard, and in what your body, receiving all of that raw data from your eyes, your ears, your skin, your taste, your smell, told you. It is really unlikely that you are wrong. You might not have all the information, but that is probably because someone is withholding that from you. And if they are, that's not your fault. And it does not change the situation necessarily. Compassion and kindness for others, it can only go so far, and it should only go as far as, well, now that's hurting me, so now this is not okay. And the other thing is people who are excessively positive. Usually these people find it hard to feel their true emotions, and they don't want others to either. They don't like those yucky feelings. And so they work really hard to smooth over difficult situations. Usually they might use words like, I know they hurt you, but really, isn't it just easier to forgive and be friends with them again than let this eat you up? Everything's going to be fine. Like, don't worry about it. You're really letting this get to you. They usually don't have or create time to process things that happen. Their go-to is that. Immediately something bad happens, their go-to is, it's okay, don't worry, it's going to be fine. The thing about excessively positive people is that they really do have your best interests at heart, and they really believe that to be true. But having these unrealistic expectations of having a constant positive outlook on life, despite what's happening, despite the circumstances, in order for you to live life from that perspective, you need to suppress and invalidate negative emotions to present what becomes a facade of happiness and satisfaction. And this is often at the expense of your true feelings, and ultimately, your well-being will suffer. So it's really important that you're able to dissect the situation. Are you dealing with a toxic person, or is it just a toxic situation? Is it gaslighting? Or is it excessive positivity? If it's a toxic person and they are regularly toxic, they're regularly enough engaging in behavior that makes you feel bad, trust that and start to shift yourself away from that person. Share very little to no personal information with them. Start to become vague with your answers. They might push, that's okay. Shift the focus onto them. They love that. They love talking about themselves. Keep the focus on them and then make an excuse as to why you need to leave. Reduce the amount of time you spend with them. If it's a toxic situation, remove the situation. Come to an agreement to not discuss that topic, and if the topic comes up, be an adult. Either leave the conversation or just keep your mouth shut. This is not an opportunity to rally your troops. You are not in a war situation. It's your opinion versus someone else's. Don't let a toxic situation destroy a relationship. If it's gaslighting, trust yourself. Trust that you know what happened. Confide in someone who you know is always level-headed and honest. Avoid going to people who catastrophize or people who are excessively positive. Gaslighting is a form of emotional abuse and falls under the same category as a toxic person. If this is someone really close to you, know that this is a form of abuse and you should safely seek external help. If you are surrounded by toxic positivity, share less negative things with this person. Use your discernment. These people are generally not trying to hurt you in any way, but they are also not always the best person to share negative news with. Particularly if you're trying to process that situation and you want to feel your feelings because you want to get to a place where you can forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and move forward. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this and all the other 62 episodes that I have recorded. There will be more episodes, there will be more guided meditations, and lots more other things to come. Bookmark my website, lorimore.co, LORIMOORE.co, and head there often for free resources on everything mindful living. I appreciate you and your continued support so much. To keep up with me, please follow Live Mindfully with Lori Moore on Facebook. And as I've already said, follow this podcast so that you are notified when new episodes drop. Until next time, take extra good care of yourself.